This is The Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is The Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey there, live at the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Great to have you all today. We're talking racing. Yeah, I mean, you go to the gas pump these days, and it's a palpable thing.
Ooh, I like that word.
When you pull up to the thing. Well, you know what? Here's what's interesting here is that we're talking about gas prices being up today. The barrel crude oil went up to $64 a barrel yesterday. That's part of it. So the crude oil is part of it. Okay. The other part of it is the fact that, you know, oil refiners part of marketing distribution. Do you know who's making the least amount of money, by the way, on gas? Your local retail gas station. People that take the most wrath.
Yeah,
the guy that changes the numbers is making the least amount of money. Because it's just the margins aren't there. In fact, there's only 7% of the major gas companies are even in the retail business anymore. Remember, you used to see, you know, Chevron, Texaco, 76?
Right.
Those guys aren't in the business. Those are franchises now. Because it's not profitable. You can't make any money selling gas because, look, if you look at the price of a gallon of gas in Canada. In fact, Jared, would you look that up for me after we look at Gas Buddy? I think, if I'm not mistaken, gas in Canada is like $6-7 a gallon.
Yeah.
The rest of the world.
You know,
yes.
Got to remember these things.
Yes, it is.
You won't be driving around after all that beer. Yeah, that's what they're trying to deter a drunk driver.
But I think, honestly, it's one of those things where, in fact, look at gasbuddy.com real quick.
I saw that.
If you're on the radio, you can't see this, but if you go to gasbuddy.com, in fact, we have an expert coming on here.
We're going to Texas.
Average price per gallon in all of California is $3.32. The cheapest gas in the country, $2.08. I don't know, where is that? Wasn't it usually in Montana somewhere?
Dark green.
I don't see any dark green anywhere.
No. Okay.
So it looks like it's $2.24 to $2.39. This is a gas price temperature map. So the greener it is, the cheaper it is. The redder it is, the more we should be.
If there were a green dot right in the middle of California, we'd all go there.
Yeah.
There is actually south of the border, but we can't get back. That's the problem. We used to get gas down there, not take a whole tank to wait in line.
But the problem was when you got gas in Mexico, remember how bad your car smelled?
Pemex, man.
Man, it was like, it had that ethyl.
It was better to fuel up down there because then they didn't smell the weed in your trunk. Well, Pemex on a sea.
That's fine.
Pemex and chicken—that's what I smell.
But one of the reasons, they sometimes retail gas guys lose money.
Yes.
On a kit price because they want to get you in to buy some chips and some soda inside the thing. So they'll almost give it away before you. So
anyway. I actually have to use a shopping cart when I go in those little mini marts. I fill up.
You love that stuff?
Oh, Leaf bars and all that other stuff.
What's a Leaf bar?
Or whatever they call it. Cliff
bar. Leaf bar.
I had the car in my mind.
You should make a Leaf bar. There you go. Hey, Tom Del Beccaro is here. Lots of stuff going on in Washington, D.C. Tom Del Beccaro wrote the book, The Divided Era. And right now, our own Attorney General Bill Barr is testifying in front of Congress about the fact that the Mueller report did not show any collusion was he exonerated? Was he not exonerated? How does that work there, Tom?
Well, as a practical matter, good to see you guys again.
You
by
too.
The way,
yay.
As a practical matter, the report's 300-400 pages long. There'll be redactions. The Democrats are going to say, we don't know what's in the redactions. They're hiding something. And B, Mueller is going to point to certain things that he thinks are suspect, and the Democrats are just going to seize on that. At the end of the day, if a suspect, let's say in real life, a normal human being,
okay,
a normal human being is either charged with a crime or not. If they're not charged with a crime, they claim exoneration, they go on with their lives.
Right.
But in the political world, that's not where the Democrats are. Mm-mm. There's a certain amount of them, Jerry Nadler and the rest, that are going to hold on to this. Now, look, Trump's approval rating's at 53% at Rasmussen right now. It's on the rise. And the economy is still doing well. Democrats are, by contrast, are moved pretty far left at the presidential level. You got AOC. And the Democrats in Congress are the ones who are going to really determine where this goes, because there's 41 freshman congressmen who are raising money and are worried about the polls among independent voters in their districts. Yeah. If independent voters say enough's enough, then they're going to put the pressure, and Nancy's going to put the pressure, Nancy Pelosi is going to put the pressure to stop this. But I guarantee you, after this report comes out, the Democrats will seize on particular lines, claim Trump's the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah.
And this will continue. But the question is, when do independents get tired of the Democrats doing this? It's already started, and it will get worse as the year goes on.
So here's my question for you, Tom. And I mean, at some point, I mean, I'm even getting sick of listening to politics. It's getting ridiculous now. It's
laughable.
No, but then again, I'm in the business of having to listen to this stuff every day to be, you know, for as you know, preparation for our many shows and stuff. But my question is, do you think that, you know, that Cindy CEO and Johnny Lunchbucket that don't follow politics all the time, you think they're starting to get sick of this, or is it status quo? They're going to hang on every headline, and the mainstream media is going to rule the day.
No, yes, many of them have. Remember that CNN and the Democrats, MSNBC, for 2 years sold a storyline that Trump broke the law and that he would be indicted for this. They, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell and the rest said that Trump's presidency teeters on the edge. Impeachment is sure to happen. And they bet the house on it.
Oh, yeah.
And they lost it. And CNN's ratings have plummeted. 500,000 people, which when you're only getting 800,000 a show, is a staggering amount of people for them to lose.
Oh.
So yes, the average person said, okay, Mueller said no. And the Democrats are going to keep harping on us. Remember, the Democrats can harp all they want. It's not going to go anywhere. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't want impeachment because she saw what the evidence for impeachment now is less than under Clinton. People forget that Clinton actually did lie under oath as a president. He was disbarred for it.
He was almost, in fact, he almost got in big, big trouble because of that. I mean, the Senate took it very seriously, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So there's even less now. So, yes, Johnny Lunchbucket, I call you, and I can't remember what Susie's last name
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter. I just didn't want to get an email for not.
But, yeah, that's it.
But the reality
is, they didn't get an email for not including the skirts.
Hey.
So, Mueller was their barometer, and he said no, and therefore they want to move on.
I like the new cocktail, the Mueller.
It's what is the Mueller?
Well, bartender gives you an empty glass. And empty glass.
There's no there. Again.
Nothing in it.
Got it.
Appreciate it. Move on.
Hey, by the way, as a point of reference, if Congress wants to see this unredacted report of 400 pages, if there's 400 pages of a report, there must be millions of pages of supporting documents. I mean, right? I mean, isn't that just how
it
works?
You want Carl Sagan there for a minute,
too. Well, they did look through millions of pages. And the process for doing that, it is in a confidential setting where people have security clearances. Now, that has already been going on for 2 years. They were able to see this kind of information.
Sure.
So if Adam Schiff comes out and says, well, things are redacted, I don't know what it was about, you know, he for 2 years has had a view of this and never come up with this stuff. And so, and you know, I wrote about this at Fox, you know, when Dianne Feinstein on May 17th, 2017, who sits on the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee, said, I haven't seen the evidence. That's in 2017. That's 11 months after the process started, 10 months.
Right.
So we should have known all along that there was never going to be anything. Anyway, the point is they can go look at the unredacted. Now, Devin Nunes is doing the right thing. He's made 8 referrals for people who abused the process and leaked information. I'm certain that the Democrats will attempt to leak stuff that they view privately or in a confidential setting.
Sure, if it helps their argument, right?
Yeah.
400 pages, got to find something in there we all like.
You know, it's like saying this. Yeah. It's like, hey, what's up in the road? Ahead? or what's up on the road ahead.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so you could take anything out of context. You know
what?
Put
the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Right. Russ killed.
Last night.
Yeah. On Saturday night. I mean, so, I mean, honestly, they will take something completely out of context. And what my concern is well, does the rest of the world know that? I mean, are we going to trust the fact that everyone else, stay right there, Tom, because that's my concern, is it? Okay, it's like, I just want to shake somebody. It's like, hey, wait, play the videotape out to the end. You know, don't just.
And then rewind it a little.
And they go, that's nice. Tom Del Vaccaro, author of The Divided Era, is going to join us and say, also, we're going to talk about Donald Trump's tax returns. This is going to go on for another 2 years, and I think, I predict he's going to win again. We've got another 5 years of this. Big Biz Show, stand by. More Tom Del Vaccaro coming up.
Oh, wow.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey, Tom's an attorney. Tom Del Vaccaro.
Oh, that's right. That's good.
So
yeah.
Before we get back to Tom Del Vaccaro, author of The Divided Era, he's one of the smartest guys we know. Smartest guy on the show for
this
sure.
It's a legal question.
Russ has a legal question. Hang on. I would just like to find.
Not many people know this, but I was an actual TV reporter.
So every once in a while, Russ likes to play Ask the Attorney. So what? Can you explain your dilemma?
I live in Del Mar. I like to walk my dog on the beach. There's leash laws. I put my dog's leash on it and let the dog run. I don't see anywhere in the law where it says
let's play my dog. Let's play the video.
And here's my report from the sand of Del Mar. Roll tape. There goes my dog on a leash.
This is Del Mar. You have to have your dog on a leash. But I didn't read in the law that it says I have to hold on to the other side of it. So, So what is the official position, Del Mar?
Do I have to hold the other end
Del
of my
Mar.
Dog?
That's it. So there's my creative report.
Okay, so Tom, you're the attorney.
Do I have to hold?
Legal counsel to show.
Yes.
So when you're trying to obey leash laws in this country, Russ has his dogs on a leash.
As the law states.
Does the law? What if he's not holding the leash? Is he still? Is he exonerated from having?
First of all, I have always believed that Rusty should be on a leash.
wait a minute. Hello. But if you're not holding it, all right. Yeah, that's the question. Yeah, it's funny.
Beyond that, I must say that they run free on Dog Beach all the time.
But not at certain times of the year. In Del Mar, after springtime, you can't have the dog. I think in the wintertime, they can run like the wind, right?
Up north, there's a dog beach that allows that to happen all the time. But just south of that, no, it's got, 8 in the morning. They're out there giving you a ticket for whatever.
Were you ticketed?
Not yet.
Yeah. But you know it's coming.
I'm loading the gun just in case.
He's not going to win this battle, is he? Yeah, I know. You're not going to win this battle.
No,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I would hold on to the leash.
Yeah, if you carry your tax return, maybe hand him your tax return. Say, look, I'm willing to give you my tax returns.
Wrong.
Hey, speaking of tax returns, this is some dangerous territory we're in here with Congress trying to gather Donald Trump's last 7 years of tax returns. Just they're weaponizing the IRS is what they're doing with this.
And it won't succeed. Look, there's no law that says when you run for office, you have to release your tax returns. There's no qualification to do that. Now, there are some states idiotically threatening to do that, and those would be brought up in a lawsuit immediately, and the law would be struck down because there is a very important law, public policy in America, that the payment of taxes and tax returns are private to encourage people to accurately report, and that will override this.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that Bernie Sanders, who in my latest Fox Business, or sorry, Fox News op-eds, I think Bernie's going to be the nominee. He's yet to release his. I think the reason why he's not releasing his is because he makes a lot more money than the socialist dreams he envisions.
So my question is, let's talk about pardon me. The Democratic Party.
Bernie.
No Joe Biden, huh?
No, Joe Biden's going to fade. Joe Biden is, and I wrote an op-ed about this. You can get it at Political Vanguard or at Fox News. Look, Joe Biden is a lot of people like him. He seems like he should be a good candidate.
He's too moderate,
No, well, for current. But once he gets in the race, he always flubs. He had to drop out the first time in the 80s because of plagiarism. He dropped out the last time because of his silly comments related to Obama.
He
always stumbles out of the gate.
Is this the guy who said you have to have a slight Indian accent to work at 7-Eleven?
Something like that.
Is he the one who said that?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why he dropped out of the race or faded the last time he ran. He also said Obama, you know, was a clean black kid or something to that. Remember that. So this is Joe Biden's mouth gets in his way.
But the Joe Biden's like the accidental racist. He's the accidental sex offender.
The Archie Bunker.
He is. He doesn't.
He's just not a good candidate. He's not a good candidate. Actually, he seems like a good candidate. You know, he looks the part.
Yeah.
But in actuality, he always flubs it. And he will fade fast. Bernie Sanders has the most committed followers by far of anyone. He recently ran a national campaign, so it's easy for him to resurrect his org. And remember, there's 19 Democrats now that have declared. Let's say it gets to 20. You don't have to be a PhD in math to realize that 100 divided by 20 is 5. Bernie's around 20-21%, and that's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
They're not going to leave him. There's no reason to leave him. So Bernie's going to win Iowa. He's going to win his neighboring state of New Hampshire. And there's early voting in California. With early voting in California and two big victories, and he already has a strong organization in California today.
Yeah. Are you concerned? This is what Joe Biden's when he wakes up in the morning. what are you concerned about AOC at all? This is, by the way, I'm not kidding about this. I'm not being ridiculous. Machiavelli, Hitler, who's the guy in Havana?
George.
Not Machiavelli, Mussolini.
Yeah, Mussolini. I'm sorry, Mussolini, Hitler, and the guy Cabo. From Cuba. This is how these guys came to power. Yeah. They were radical. They mobilized a really, you know, knucklehead young base. I mean, are you worried about her?
No, I think everyone should give her money and give her a louder platform because she's scaring independents like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Look, here's what's going to happen. Bernie's going to win. Howard Schultz will get in. Trump will get reelected. And I think it's 55-45. The Democrats lose the House because they are pushing so far left. The Bernie Sanders Medicare for All program, which he's not going to drop when he runs for president, and would virtually double the budget overnight and require massive new tax increases. That's not sellable. And the Democrats running for the House will be stuck with that. This will be an election of a true choice. And I think it's very realistic that the Democrats lose the House because they only have to lose like 23 seats.
Right.
And there's a lot of freshmen, some of them in Orange County. And so, the historian in me watches this with some understanding. But if you're more partisan and care at the moment, no, the Democrats are moving too far left to win a national election.
No, I agree. Tom, thank you so much. Tom Del Vaccaro, Political Vanguard, the book, The Divided Era, and also a contributing editor for Fox Business and Fox News. Tom Del Vaccaro. Wow. Feel better now? You feel like antsy. You look like you're sweating a little bit.
No, I like the Biden. He's going to buy that company. Gee, your hair smells terrific.
There he is. There's Rusty and Joe.
Got a whiff. That's right after an Eskimo kiss. A little, little hair sniffing. Yeah.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey there, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com, nationwide, coast to coast. You know, we're TV and radio, 110 million broadcast television homes, 150 radio stations in 175 countries.
You're kidding.
Nope, not at all. I have a question for you before we get to our next guest.
I'm the answer man.
So, did you pay your children an allowance?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
And so
dollar for each year.
Okay. So, dollar a week, you mean?
$10 a week.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like, so it was like, five. Okay. Boy, you were kicking down like 30 bucks a week there for a while.
That's why I got rid of him. That's at 16. The hell out of here.
So, okay. So, Allie, what did she do for her? Because what kind of chores did Ty do?
It was fixed the hole he put in the wall the night before with his foot. That was a good one.
But it was like it was more.
It was like clean your bathroom, your room stuff.
And what did Allie do? What did Bree do?
She helped mom and stuff a little bit, but got diluted.
It does. Do you know why? Because so here's the deal: a new study out from Busy Kid's a mobile app and a web platform that allows kids to earn and track their allowance.
Yeah.
So there's a new survey. 10,000 users of Busy Kid participated in this survey. Fighting with your kids about chores, obviously, a familiar battle.
Yeah.
But that's the tip of the iceberg, because apparently parents are inadvertently perpetuating the gender wage gap.
Oh.
Boys aged 5 to 7 years make 50% more in weekly allowance than girls in that age group.
Of course.
It starts early.
Sure.
And here's the reason why. Because it comes down to the different jobs boys gravitate to compared to girls. And you just said it right there. I mean, the study found that a lot of boys are given like strenuous jobs like mowing the lawn, washing the car, trimming the bushes.
Right.
Girls are given things like table setting, dishwashing, laundry folding.
Not to diminish that skill.
Sound sexist? Blame the study. By the way, average boy makes $13.80 per week.
Okay.
Average girl makes $6.71 per week.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be, damn it. Come on.
Wow. Many jokes flying by.
No. But the point is that this starts early. You know, you'd think that, you know, all the talk about the gender wage gap.
Yeah.
And apparently it starts right at your own home.
Does a tooth fairy have this kind of
I don't think there's any.
It's a girl's
I think it's an even deal. But
yeah.
Is that interesting though?
It is.
And I bet they
charge you more at the dry cleaner.
And I bet the folks at Busy Kid are bummed about the outcome. They're like, hey, who's making what here? And then suddenly they realize, this whole gender wage thing is happening. Okay, couple of things. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P. Let's take a look at the numbers real quick today, because for most of the day, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and S&P have been down about a half a point. This is all comes down to trade tariff threats on goods by the EU.
Okay.
Dow Jones down 142 points right now. It's still above 26,000. Looks pretty good. NASDAQ following suit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much even in S&P, same deal. So kind of a wait-and-see thing. I'll tell you what you want to look at. Look at it. If you're getting your butt kicked at the gas pump.
Oh, look at that.
If you're getting your butt kicked at the gas pump, go buy yourself some USO. In fact, look at the chart real quick, Jared, would you? USO is an exchange-traded fund.
ETF, love knows.
Right?
That, yeah.
That covers a basket of oil stocks. USO. Look at that. How do you like that?
And these are people involved in the overall industry, right?
The drillers, the shippers.
It's
a basket of every sort.
I love retailers.
But the interesting part is, look at the stock's trading above the 10-day moving average, above the 50-day moving average. This is a buy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit overbought, but I mean, this is not a huge gap up. This is actually a pretty good stock, so I would take a look at that.
Okay.
All right. We had the opportunity, and we had such good response just from the amount of emails that we got. When we interviewed Myomo Incorporated, they're a New York Stock Exchange company under the stock symbol MYO. Paul Gudonis is the chairman and CEO. If you'll recall, arm paralyzed by stroke, injury, or disease? Is their website.
Hmm.
You can regain mobility because of their patented device. We are staunch supporters of the Challenge Athletes Foundation. In fact, just yesterday we had Bob Babbitt in the studio with us to talk about mobility and such. And Myomo has a MyPro device, which is a disruptive breakthrough in the old line rehab industry. Here to talk about this once again, we're glad to have him back, Paul Gudonis. Paul, how are you, sir?
I love this.
I'm fine, Sully. Good to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you. So, for the people that didn't catch you last time, this is a pretty significant.
I think I was working, so it's me.
Oh, did you not see this?
I did not see this.
Oh my goodness,
this looks incredible.
So this is interesting because you've been this Myomo CEO for 5 years. You led the commercialization of this portable product. Let's talk about this because this is really disruptive in the world of mobility. Talk about it a little bit.
Sure, glad to. So there are so many individuals with paralyzed arms, hands due to a stroke, a spinal cord injury, MS, ALS, traumatic brain injury, motorcycle accidents, workplace accidents. After 6 months of rehab, some people recover, but so many are told, we're sorry, you've plateaued, you're not going to get any better than this, get used to it, you're not going to use your arm for the rest of your life.
Wow.
So we have this technology developed at MIT. In fact, I brought a unit with me right here. As you can see, it's a lightweight, portable robotic device.
That's a piece of robot. That looks like you're holding a robot's arm there, right?
It is.
That is. You wear it. And we really operate at the intersection of neuroscience and robotics, two very exciting emerging fields. So this is technology that was developed at MIT to address this large unmet need. In the United States alone, we estimate about 3 million individuals with upper extremity paralysis, worldwide millions more. So you wear this lightweight device, as you can see on these photos behind me, and you just think about moving that paralyzed arm. You can move it so that you can feed yourself, get dressed, go back to work, carry a tray, cook your food. And so it's really improved the quality of people's lives with this lightweight robotic device, which is the only commercially available device for the upper extremity.
So is this neurological sort of, malady happened just from stroke? Are there other reasons? Because obviously, and other than I've ridden my bikes down the coast of California with a lot of guys that had strokes that are now challenged athletes. Mm. But is this just in this space, or is there other reasons this happens to somebody?
Well, stroke is the biggest condition. For example, in the United States, there's a stroke every 40 seconds. And about one-third of these individuals are left with this paralysis condition. The other major conditions that cause this, spinal cord injuries. So we have fit quadriplegic spinal cord patients. As long as they have some trace signal in their arms, we can get their arms to move again.
Wow.
Motorcycle accidents. I've got a young guy who's a landscaper up in Maine. He's working in someone's backyard, a pine tree, falls down, clips him on the shoulder, damages this nerve called the brachial plexus injury, left unable to use that one arm. He's now able to use both arms again. We just fit a woman in Milwaukee, 18 years old. She was born with this brachial plexus injury that is an injury of the shoulder nerve because of a disruption in the birth canal. As a result, she hasn't used her right arm since birth. She now got her device paid for by the Wisconsin State Medicaid system. She can move her arms, both of them now, for the first time in 18 years. And she's going off to college this fall, you know, with her MyoPro device. So we're really excited to see those types of stories from our users.
You know, that's still sensitive, like touch and heat and stuff like that, as far as an arm, or I don't know. I see it operating.
Well, I mean, we're looking at the video here, and the video, you know, shows obviously, you know, a guy that had a stroke or similar or accident or something, and he's you know, he's picking up boxes, he's sorting papers, he's
by
doing
thinking
everything
to do it. That's the incredible
well,
part.
Well, yeah. So, Paul, see right there, because this is disruptive stuff, and we're going to show you some more video on the website. By the way, their website, if you want to check it out, myomo.com, MYOMO. And I believe it stands for My Own Motion. Myomo.com. They're a publicly traded company under the stock symbol MYO. We're going to have more of Paul Gudonis from Myomo, chairman and CEO. This is really interesting stuff, and we're going to get to some of the video coming up in just a second. It's the Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Russ, Sully, Paul Gudonis, coming up. Stand by.
Oh, wow. Wait a second, man.
Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, U2 America Network, Biz TV, Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeart Radio, nationwide coast to coast, and Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Big Biz Show's on the air. Great to have you along today. We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be yours. Rock! For retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. You get a Rock Mobile plan for $29 a month and your voice won't sound gravelly.
Hello. No. Sally, call
also,
me that.
Also brought to you by Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. Also, Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor of this program. Rusty, they have a bigger, dare I say, bolder flavor.
Did you say bolder?
I said bolder, yeah. Are those your Jesse Smollett glasses?
No, but look at the size of that nose.
Yeah, that's good. Also brought to you by Bloomin' Brands and their fine family restaurants. Fleming Steakhouse, Carrabba's Italian Grill, Outback Steakhouse.
You got it.
Origin Clear, breakthrough water cleanup technology, and Cholesterade from the makers of Gatorade. Yes, you can lower your cholesterol naturally in as little as 8 weeks. Cholesterade.
There it is.
.com.
I think I got it.
Don't do it.
Close up.
Good, perfect. Let's stay. Hey, let's get back to our guest, Paul Gudonis, for the CEO of Myomo. Myomo is a disruptor.
My Own Motion. I like that.
Is
that
what it's that's what it stands for. And he said it so eloquently, the intersection of robotics and technology and healthcare and mobility, and you've never seen that. Talk about the proprietary advantage here, because as we watch this on the screen, I have to tell you this. It looks like I'm looking at, you know, Bionic Man or Iron Man or something out of a science fiction thing. But these guys are mobile. This guy's working on his car. This other guy's picking up a box. Talk about how disruptive this is actually.
Well, this technology, very proprietary to us. We have 21 patents in the United States, in Europe, Japan. We just filed one for China as well. The original ideas came out of MIT, several core patents, which we have the exclusive license to, where the mechanical engineering team there said, look, there are devices for amputees who've lost a limb. What about the much larger number of people who have their limbs if they can't use them? So frustrating. You look at someone trying to cut their food, trying to cook, trying to open up a water bottle, a pill bottle. It's hard enough with two hands. Imagine trying to do with one arm.
Yeah.
So this is this lightweight robotic device with sensors built right in there. They rest right on the surface of the skin, non-invasive. And as you think about trying to move a muscle, for example, your muscle emits a trace microvoltage called the electromyogram signal.
Mm-hmm.
And we amplify that because these individuals with these types of neurological conditions often have an attenuated signal. It might only be 1% of what an able-bodied individual has, so they struggle. They can't move that arm. They can't open and close that hand to grasp something. But as they try to do so, we pick up that signal on the surface of the skin. We've got onboard computer processors, proprietary software, small motors that activate the arm and the hand so that you can do these activities of daily living.
So, Paul, it almost amplifies that signal you're talking, that trace signal you're talking about, correct?
Exactly. And as one user said, this is like power steering for my arm.
Wow. Yeah.
So how did you get there? I mean, you've been in engineering for a long time, but what brought you to this company? You've had a pretty industrious and pretty impressive career. What gave you the insight to see this, and how did you get there?
Well, in my career, it's been 30 plus years of launching new technologies, from the first cell phone network in the country when we spun that out of AT&T some 30 years ago, to launching an internet services company out of BBN, the company here in Massachusetts that really did invent the internet, grew that to a $1 billion company.
Wow.
And then I spent 5 years working with noted inventor Dean Kamen, who had started the first robotics competition. This is a worldwide robotics competition, hundreds of thousands of students, 100,000 mentors from places like NASA and GE and IBM and Cisco and Google and a lot of smaller companies. And the whole idea was to get these students excited about science and engineering. I was the first one in my family to go to college, went to Northwestern University in Evanston, my undergraduate degree in electrical engineering and computer science, later went on to get an MBA at Harvard. And I worked at the first robotics competition as its president for 5 years. And through that, I met the team from MIT that had developed this technology. They had won what at that time was the 50K business plan. They spun the company out of MIT, had some initial capital. They really needed a CEO to commercialize it. And I like to work on big new ideas with new technologies. And I thought, for the next stage of my career, conquering paralysis would just be a cool thing to do to help a lot of individuals. And that's why I signed on about 8 years ago, and then subsequently became CEO and then chairman of the company.
You know, what's interesting is that, when a company first brings on a CEO, the first thing the CEO does typically is they take a top-down approach. They talk to some of their best customers. They trim the fat a little bit. They give an overall, they talk about efficiencies. When you're walking into something like that this wasn't a made-to-order company. You had to have enough vision to realize that you could take this across a goal line. What made you think you could do that? Was it just the fact that the technology was so disruptive?
And you're right. There was no fat to trim. There were four people in the company when I joined.
Yeah.
But it was a big unmet medical need. As I said, millions of people worldwide with this paralysis. There's been nothing for them. This is a disruptive breakthrough technology. And so I was blessed to have a team I could recruit to join me from engineering teams, biomedical engineering, software, orthotics and prosthetics professionals. I personally invested in the business, reached out to other individuals, family offices, venture capital firm to raise capital. Mm-hmm. And then in 2017, after we completed a controlled introduction, proved out the model here, we said, okay, now it's time to really scale it up. So we went public on the New York Stock Exchange American in June of 2017.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great American success story. Paul Gudonis is his name. He's the chairman and CEO of Myomo, Inc. They are publicly traded, as he just mentioned, under the stock symbol MYO, and you can always go to myomo.com. So look at some of this great video. I know our radio audience hasn't been able to see this stuff, but you can actually walk through it. Paul, thank you so much. We're going to have you back. It's really a great story, man. Good for you.
I always wonder where all those micro processors and stuff and computers are going to help.
Well, like, they are.
Right there.
I mean, when you see a guy trying to cut an apple or something, and he puts the thing on, all of a sudden it's working.
Is that good stuff?
Hey, so there's one company. I don't know if you know this, right? You're going to need some extra scooch to pay for all that gas, by the way. Bank of America raising its minimum wage to $20 an hour.
Yeah, let's go.
For it's more than, this is unheard of, by the way.
So now when you make a deposit, it's one for you, one for me.
Yeah, right.
One for your half.
I always wondered why, they didn't pay bank tellers more, because just to take the,
right,
take the temptation away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 205,000 employees over the next 2 years are going to get $20 an hour at Bank of America, so I wonder what that's going to do to your bank fees, Russ. I wonder if that's going to have a cause and effect thing over there.
I'm going into B of A right now.
Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. All right. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Chris Janikis is our director.
Is
Jared
that what
Coleman is our assistant director. Curtis Matovich, our floor director, our floor cameraman, our composer, our keeper of keys, and all-around supervisor of Rusty. RussIsFunny.com because...
Well, RussIsFatAndBald.com is taken.
All right. Follow us everywhere at bigbizshow.com, online, on social media. You can catch me at Sully's Peak.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Happy Taco Weekday.
Hold on to that leash.
You'll throw you in jail.